time. And also, the impression I was left under after the presentation was that also those the technologies and everything that we have at this moment are really not thought through or harvested in the way they could potentially be, and they're not producing the outcome that we would normally expect them to have. And for some reason, it was interesting to me to maybe like try and trace back to see whether, because in some way history repeats itself over the time, and maybe to try and find a similar situation in the past and try to analyze it from that perspective, because if you have that kind of a distance, it's maybe easier to think about it. Because when I thought about maybe the contemporary architects as Herzog de Meuron, Libeskind, and all of the other, it was kind of hard for me to think about it, because you always have this, have it or don't have it, like a fascination of the work they do, and it's very, I mean, it was kind of hard for me to like be objective about it. I mean, I always have this sort of feeling, so I decided to like maybe trace back and think about it. And for some point, I got very interested in Bauhaus and Walter Gropius, and in some way for me there were some parallels to the things we are doing now, in a way that the same way the IT technologies are available today, for example, like some other technologies would start to being available at the time after the First World War, for example, like the mass production and the things which were later became famous through Bauhaus. And for example, like the assembly line was just starting to being used, for example, like for the cars, in the automobile industry, and then just spread out throughout all of the industry, and was later used in Bauhaus. And and the way also the political and the other circumstances under which the school operated, and all the difficulties they had, and even though they were able to manage to have this amazing influence all around and to have this amazing outputs, and also I was thinking about the lecture we had yesterday, and the name was the lecture from yesterday. Sorry, I forgot about. And also, he was talking about how he's not interested in collaborating with people who have there are certain types of people which only want scripting as one-way communication. They have the requests which they want to be fulfilled, and that's it. And he's not interested in collaboration with that kind of people. Because they have like they see the scripting as this kind of a black box, which they have no control of, and they're afraid of what's going to come out of it. And I'm thinking that's maybe the biggest potential of the whole thing. And the same was maybe back then, because you had also these sorts of new things coming on, and people were afraid how they're going to change the world. And in fact, they really did. And a huge change can be seen, especially in architecture. Like if you look at modernist architecture in comparison to like classicism and everything, I mean, for me that was like a very fascinating and huge change in a way. So I was also trying to look for the texts and stuff, and there are some original manifestos which I was able to get a hold of, but unfortunately for some reason all of the books I found in the library were in Italian. I don't know why. So I ordered some more, and hopefully they will be here tomorrow. I'm thinking I might work on that. If I don't know, what are your thoughts? And also the thoughts about craftsmanship and the way that they used to collaborate together in the schools was very fascinating for me, because they tried to delete the distinction between the artists and the crafts, and to make it. I mean, maybe it's wrong to just try and merge it in all in one thing, but more to like work on the collaborative side of the whole thing, on the communication in between the different professions. So that was, for me, that was very, very interesting, and maybe like the thing I should maybe explore a little bit more.
Did you have someone in particular you would like to focus on?
I was thinking of Walter Gropius.
Walter Gropius.